I'm Christopher Cruz. About 200 members of the Kansas National Guard have been mobilized in preparation for another ice storm this weekend. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says the storm will hit a large area of the country today.
We now have over 40 million people under some type of ice storm warning, winter storm watch in portions of the United States because we have the potential for a very dangerous ice storm that is taking shape, stretching all the way from Texas over towards Washington, D.C.
A federal grand jury has indicted three top executives of the Japanese airbag maker Takata. Some of the company's airbags have exploded and sent shrapnel into drivers and passengers, killing some of them. The pillowcase rapist is going back to a mental hospital for at least a year. Christopher Hubbard was ordered back into custody after his therapist told a judge they were concerned about his fantasies and didn't think he had come to terms with what they called his distorted thinking. I'm Christopher Cruz. President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter Friday, sending a series of angry messages at the intelligence community and Hillary Clinton. Correspondent Sarah Murray says a member of Trump's inner circle has been talking with high-level Russian government officials in recent days.
As Trump publicly feuds with the intelligence community, privately, his top advisors have done their own Russian outreach. Trump's team confirming today that Michael Flynn, Trump's pick for national security advisor, recently exchanged calls and texts with the Russian ambassador. Their goal, according to the Trump transition, was simply to arrange a chat between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Trump once he's in the White House.
The Senate Intelligence Committee says it will examine reports of possible contacts between Russia and people associated with American political campaigns. And Trump has told the Wall Street Journal that he will probably maintain some of the sanctions President Obama placed on Russia for its interference in the election. I'm Christopher Cruz.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to bollandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. Bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L. L&branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Lawyers for a woman in Texas who was arrested after she called police for help are asking the federal government now to review the case.
Jacqueline Craig called Fort Worth police last month and said someone choked her son. She got into an argument with an officer, and her daughter recorded video of the officer forcing her to the ground. Last week, the Fort Worth police chief and mayor held a community meeting, saying they want to open a dialogue. But Craig's lawyer, Lee Merritt, says he'll petition the Department of Justice to take action.
We will exercise every tool in our work box, including federal suit.
Chief Joel Fitzgerald has suspended the officer for 10 days. He says that's twice the amount the department recommended. Alan Skaya, Fort Worth.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's promised to take action in response to a highly critical Justice Department report about the city's police department being met with skepticism now from Black Lives Matter activists. I'm Christopher Cruz.
WMAL invites you to the WMAL Inauguration Celebration, Saturday, January 21st at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, and Chris Plant for an evening of dinner, drinks, and dancing, all to celebrate America. Your ticket includes past hors d'oeuvres, a three-course seated dinner, and live music by the Reagan years. Hurry, tickets are available through this Wednesday only at WMAL.com/inauguration. WMAL's Inauguration Celebration, sponsored by Riccardi Clothier.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to bollandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. Bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Your home is your castle. The last thing you want is an intrusion from pest. Regional Pest Management is a family-owned business that has been solving our customers' pest problems for years. From rodents to ants to termites, even bedbugs, we handle it all. And you'll receive unparalleled service at a reasonable price. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today for your free inspection at 1-800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, and what a cold morning it is.
Well, it was a cold press conference for Donald Trump. Now, it's interesting. He hadn't held a press conference in, something like 6 months, and he came out swinging in the wake of the BuzzFeed story. You are a White House correspondent. You will be the White House correspondent, as you will be asking Donald Trump questions. You saw a taste of Donald Trump and how he will handle the media the other day. What do you envision as he gets into the White House press briefing room?
Well, you're right. I have some authority in discussing this. On Thursday night, the White House Correspondents Association had its town hall meeting, and we went through more than 2 hours of what press briefings and press conferences may be like under the Trump administration, whether they would indeed have daily briefings every day for the press, the way that millions of Americans see us on television, or whether there would be radical changes in the press room, who participates, or the nature of the press conference itself. Entering press coverage in the era of Donald Trump for a White House correspondent is a leap into the unknown. Now, that said, I can flesh out some things. On January 22nd, the Monday after Donald Trump is sworn in, incoming Press Secretary Sean Spicer has said that he will hold a briefing for reporters. This is something that Josh Earnest and all the previous occupants of the West Wing office and bearers of the famous flak jacket do. Now, as to what the format is and whether it will be televised, that's a question mark. Sean Spicer and Donald Trump have hinted in no uncertain terms that they may like to cut back on the amount of televising of news conferences, a phenomenon that has only gone on since the Clinton administration. And since then, it is said that many correspondents simply preened for the camera when it was on. I, of course, have a conflict of interest and won't comment. I will say that this reporter got as much out of the afternoon briefing as he did out of the morning gaggle. That is the same briefing with the same participants, only the camera isn't on. There may be more of that. In addition, it is likely that more people from the media of cyberspace, the contemporary media, will be incorporated in the White House, either with credentials to sit in the press room or actually participating through Twitter with daily news briefings. This shouldn't be so unusual. Presidential debates feature people who tweet in their questions all the time. So I'm saying there will be some changes, but I think we can count on Sean Spicer following Josh Earnest and so many others in the most famous setting in America, the presidential podium in the White House press room on Monday, January 22nd.
On Wednesday, you asked the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, about the ongoing confirmation hearings, and you asked him about Rex Tillerson, Senator Jeff Sessions, etc. What was his response to you?
He will not comment, and the president will not comment on the appointees to the cabinet of the president-elect. As Josh Earnest, the press secretary, explained to me, their job is to ensure a peaceful transition between administrations, not to comment and critique on the people who will fill the cabinet secretaryship, even though the president-elect's appointments are, for the most part, people the current president would never have appointed. Now, that said, Josh Earnest went on to say that it was perfectly all right for Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, both, by the way, good friends of Mr. Obama, that there was nothing wrong with either of them testifying before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee against the president-elect's nominee to be Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions. In Josh Earnest's words, I wouldn't presume to tell these gentlemen or any member of Congress what they should or should not say about a cabinet appointee, particularly one they have strong feelings about. A postscript. What interested me in this topic was that several historians, among them David Pietruszka, author of four books on presidential election years, say it is unprecedented that a sitting senator would testify against a sitting colleague of his nominated for an executive job. Even in the days that the Senate censured Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy, no one testified against him. Cory Booker has truly crossed the line in trying to bring down his Senate colleague, Jeff Sessions, and keep him from becoming the nation's top law enforcement officer.
Did you get any sense that Jeff Sessions will have any problem with the confirmation?
He'll have no problem whatsoever. Yes, you're getting reports about people who are going to vote against him, but I believe he will be confirmed with the votes of all of the Republicans. That's 52 votes with a few to spare. Some Democratic colleagues still have open minds and still respect someone they've actually come to like in the world's most exclusive club.
I want to turn to Rex Tillerson. Marco Rubio had some very tough words for Rex Tillerson. There is an ad that is running from one of the PACs that is a very critical ad of Rex Tillerson. Will he run into significant problems in his confirmation?
They're saying that at this point, but I do believe in the end the argument that the president deserves the advisors he chooses to have around him will work on behalf and bring the ExxonMobil chairman home past home plate. My guess is that some of the language he used was certainly pleasing to Republicans who were skeptical. He talked about the Magnitsky Act and possibly expanding it, the Magnitsky Act being the sanctions that the U.S. has selectively applied to Russia for its role in the mysterious death of Sergei Magnitsky, a CPA who began to expose corruption under the Putin regime until he died abruptly and mysteriously. My guess is that Rex Tillerson will have some controversial moments. He does have to win over Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who's been critical so far, but I think in the end he'll survive. He's the president's man.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi next, and a quick check now of the traffic and winter weather.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Still slow going in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X and Firth Sterling. Otherwise, pretty clear on the roads today. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. We have a chance of some sleet, freezing rain, and it should turn to rain a little later on in the day. No expected accumulation. Could catch some ice in some of the outlying areas, and they say an ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. Now, the high temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 30s. Then tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain. And for tomorrow, we're looking for sunshine with the highs in the lower 40s. On Monday, cloudy, highs again about 40. It's 37 outside in Washington, 34 in Stafford, and it's 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So we've heard the comments of John Lewis, who says he does not see the president-elect as a legitimate president. Barbara Lee is a Democratic representative of California, saying that she will not attend the inauguration. Rather, she'll spend the day preparing for the resistance. Is this somewhat unprecedented, this level of intense rejection of a new incoming president?
There's always malcontents. In 1876, there was a major dispute over the election of Rutherford B. Hayes by the House of Representatives because the Electoral College vote was so close and so disputatious. The nation didn't know for the longest time whether the winner was Rutherford B. Hayes or Samuel Tilden. When it became clear that Republican Hayes was president, supporters of Mr. Tilden began demonstrations and chanting Tilden or blood, suggesting a revolution. That's about how it seems these days when one hears that Trump is a fraudulent president, or that Hillary Clinton actually was elected president back in November of last year. Mr. Trump won the Electoral College fair and square. Secretary Hilton conceded to him. He has been certified as elected president of the United States. My advice can be summed up in three words to all these people who carp and complain. Get over it.
Interesting note you wrote about this week, the swearing-in of Mike Pence at,
yes,
as vice president.
History is being made in this moment. It was announced Thursday night that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will administer the oath of office to the vice president-elect. Now, this is pretty dramatic. For the first time in history, one of the nation's two top elected officials will take the oath of office from a black American. It has been rumored for a while, but now the inaugural website lists it. I brought this up at the White House on Friday and asked Press Secretary Josh Earnest his feelings on it. He did not know Justice Thomas was selected, but he did say that the White House congratulates him, that while they've had their differences with him, he's an important figure, and yes, the moment is historic. And one more thing, Josh Earnest told me that in the choosing to swear him in, the vice president-elect has made very clear what his philosophy is. To that, I say, res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself.
And a quick note that you wrote about the passing of the civil rights legend Roy Innes.
Yes. Roy Innes was someone I knew for a long time. Thanks to his son, my friend Niger Innes, I got to know someone who came over from Jamaica, who marched with Martin Luther King, who sat alongside the titans of the civil rights movement, Dr. King, Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, Roy Wilkins, and Whitney Young, and fought at times taking some physical blows and jail time for the rights of America's black minority. He saw it all in his day, but Roy Innes was different from some of the others. He was a Republican, for one thing, and a conservative Republican. At different points in his life, he supported black nationalism and separatism. These ideas he rejected, but he did believe that the best road toward equality for black Americans was a participation in the market system and acquiring of greater wealth. This led him to support people who also saw his vision of an opportunity society, Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan, whom he campaigned for in presidential races, and New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller. He might have been talking about Donald Trump when Roy Innes said of Rockefeller, yes, he was a very wealthy man, but he also had the common touch, and he sure knew how to connect with people. One more thing about Roy Innes. He was somebody who said what he meant and meant what he said. When Al Sharpton called him racist, the old civil rights veteran couldn't take it anymore. And on live television on the Morton Downey Show in 1989, he flattened Reverend Sharpton and had him on the ground. A few months later, on the same program, he was dealing with a white supremacist from the Aryan Nation. Again, he couldn't take the man's remarks, and he gave him what he called the Sharpton treatment. Let's just say that he treated all people equally, even equal opportunity annoyers.
It's a great story, and you'll find it if you Google Gizzy on politics. You'll see Remembering Civil Rights Legend Roy Innes. John Gizzy, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Thanks so much, and we're looking forward to your coverage of the inauguration this coming week.
And I'm looking forward to a new administration, a new press room, and some new and exciting times ahead.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
7:23, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and an interesting headline in the Washington Post. You'll find this interesting. It's coming up next on WMAL.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Let's call Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Marquis speaking.
Hi, Marquis. I need to change my oil, and I want the best.
Okay. I've got Benzoil Platinum Full Synthetic.
And how much is that?
$27.99.
And that's good stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Protecting your engine from heat and sludge.
You really know your stuff. What's a good time of night to view Neptune?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $27.99 while supplies last. See store for detail.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable affordable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear, or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement, it'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
So how much grief have we heard recently about Donald Trump and Russia? Now here's an interesting headline. This came out of WashingtonPost.com yesterday afternoon, 4:34. Headline: First sign of enhanced U.S.-Russia relations under Trump, an invite to Syria talks. Is that sort of a positive headline? How'd that get through? Russia has invited the incoming Trump administration to Syrian peace talks it is sponsoring later this month with Turkey and Iran, part of a process from which the Obama administration pointedly has been excluded. U.S. participation, especially if an agreement is reached, would be the first indication of the enhanced U.S.-Russia cooperation that President Putin and President-elect Trump have forecast under a Trump administration. The invitation, extended to Trump's designated National Security Advisor Michael T. Flynn, came in on December 28th in a phone call from Russia's ambassador in Washington. Huh. Sort of a positive story there. Fascinating. Now, James Comey is in the hot seat. I don't know how you feel about James Comey, but it wasn't James Comey's fault that Hillary Clinton set up a private email server to begin with. It wasn't James Comey's fault that her emails ended up on Anthony Weiner's computer in a separate investigation about his sexting. And it wasn't James Comey's fault that Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the aircraft, on the tarmac, as they say. Well, you know, that created a real mess. That's a mess that waste management with a fleet of trucks couldn't have cleaned up. And now James Comey is taking the heat. Some of the details of the closed-door meeting have come out. Apparently, you know, there was a testimony up on Capitol Hill this week that was closed door. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, she was the chairwoman for 5 years of the DNC. Apparently, the Hill is reporting that it was tense. At one point, one Democrat yelled, "You let us down." Essentially, they're quoting now, essentially Debbie asked, "How was it that the FBI knew the DNC was being hacked and they didn't tell her?" She claims he gave her some explanation. We'll leave it that way. And said it was, "That's our standard. We call this one. We call that one. Well, why didn't you call me?" One Democrat told The Hill. So sour grapes continue over the email scandal. And, you know, Comey, no-win situation.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Everybody's asking, how do you get tickets to the official inaugural balls? Well, we will tell you next. We'll talk to Boris Epstein with the Presidential Inaugural Committee. You'll be surprised at how much those tickets are. You might even be able to afford them. And also, Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel on the way.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
It's 7:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL. The House passed this year's budget that includes the beginnings of taking apart Obamacare yesterday. The vote was 227-4, 198 against passing the budget. 9 Republicans did not support the budget, saying it was unbalanced, but that did not stop the majority vote. The Senate passed it 51-48, making the 27th of this month the target deadline for the dismantling process. The mayor of Annapolis has begun asking the state for a larger reimbursement of funds spent by the city, saying that as the capital of the state, there are larger costs to running the city than if it weren't the capital. The state pays $350,000 per year, but that figure has not grown in a decade. The city would like for it to be increased to $1.35 million for the next year's budget. In Virginia, the main post office in Richmond is under scrutiny for doctoring timesheets in order to keep overtime low. A lawsuit filed on Friday by 17 mail carriers alleges that federal labor laws were violated, saying that supervisors and management are to blame. The suit says that the Postal Service has cut its staffing and labor costs by $10 billion in the past decade, and that makes it hard for a mail carrier to finish their route on time. There is an automatic deduction per shift of half an hour for the carrier's lunchtime, whether they use it or not, and in-and-out times have been altered to avoid payments that are required by the Fair Labor Standards Act, according to the suit. WMAL Traffic and Weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, there is some congestion in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X, McDill Boulevard, and Firth Sterling Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, weather winter advisory in effect till 6 p.m., 90% chance of precipitation, rain, and sleet this morning, afternoon high of 35, tonight low of 33, tomorrow 30% chance of sleet, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, 45 for the afternoon high, mostly cloudy tomorrow night, and 32, starting the week off around 41 degrees on Martin Luther King Day. Right now, it's 36 degrees in Manassas, Virginia, 36 degrees in La Plata, Maryland, and 38 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your advisor call you only after the market's gone up or down? Or do you have ongoing proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor
Getting
Group
a great night's sleep is easier
w.
and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to bollandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Hey everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now. mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL, and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. And this week, of course, the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence. And we are joined this morning by Boris Epstein, the Director of Communications for the Presidential Inaugural Committee. And Boris, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be on.
Well, a lot of the people around the Washington area, and of course, those people coming in from out of town, are going to want to participate. They're going to want to come down and see the events. There was a major announcement on Friday of this week about your events coming up on Thursday at the Mall. If you could tell us a little bit about the several events that the public can participate in on Thursday. Tell us about them.
That's right. There'll be two different wonderful events. One is Voices of the People. Groups from hundreds of applicants received by the Presidential Inaugural Committee to take part in the festivities, marching bands, color guard, choirs, really will be such a wonderful representative event. And then the Make America Great celebration, which will have Toby Keith, John Voight, Jennifer Holliday, DJ Ravi Drums, Three Doors Down, really great celebration, and then the key remarks from the President-elect Donald J. Trump.
And that'll be at the Lincoln Memorial. What time does it start?
4 o'clock. That's scheduled for 4 o'clock right now.
For people that want to come down and see the actual ceremonies on Friday, things start off at the Capitol. How would you recommend that people, you know, kind of where they go and how they can witness the event?
You know, the key is this. The key is that these events, the welcome, the voice of the people, the welcome celebration, and very, very important, the swearing in, are all events which are free and open to the American people and the public. And their ticketing will be on the website, so folks should keep checking 58DIC2017.org. And then it's very important for folks to know that they need to come from all over the country and join together and celebrate this peaceful transfer of power and really unite and uplift America.
And people are quite interested in the inaugural balls, and there are only three official inaugural balls of the Presidential Inaugural Committee. Can you tell us a little bit about the plans, where they'll be?
Well, we'll be rolling more information out about that. There are three balls, but actually they are open to the public, and there'll be an opportunity to get tickets to the balls. The tickets will be just $50 for the two inaugural balls, which will be at the Washington Convention Center. And then you will have the Armed Forces and First Responders Ball, which will take place at the National Building Museum. And that's to honor the armed forces and those first responders, the EMTs, the police, and the firemen and women.
Among the other events of the week, tell us about the prayer service on Saturday morning.
That's correct. There's a national prayer service on Saturday representing a big cross-section of faith. And again, just showing how united we are as a country, that we are coming together, that it's post-politics period right now, and it's time for the country to work together and grow together as we move forward.
And again, the website for more information, and I guess you would suggest people keep checking it periodically because more information is coming out every day.
Absolutely. Well, now with just 6 days to go, they should check it every day, maybe a couple of times, 58PIC2017.org. You can also follow me on Twitter at BorisEP and follow Trump Inaugural at Trump Inaugural.
Boris Epstein with the Presidential Inaugural Committee, Director of Communications. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
7:39 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. And a great story here. You may have heard about this one. Talladega College has a marching band, historically black college, and they are actually coming to Donald Trump's inauguration celebration. And they had a fundraising drive, and they received more than three times what they needed to get to D.C. to perform. They needed $75,000 for the travel, lodging, and other expenses. There was a GoFundMe page set up. 4,700 people donated
over $280,000. And it all started after the Talladega College president appeared on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox on Thursday. So it will be great to see the Talladega Marching Band in D.C. And there's been a lot of talk about the racial divide and race relations, and we've seen a lot of discord and harmony. Some of the congressmen and women who are boycotting the Trump inaugural, we've seen the reaction of the Hollywood elite, shall we say, and celebrities who have criticized Donald Trump and, you know, threatened to move away. Well, there was an interesting meeting yesterday at Trump Tower with Steve Harvey, television host, who you are well aware of. Steve Harvey didn't have any problem having his picture taken with Donald Trump, didn't have any problem talking to Donald Trump. And here's what they talked about.
It's just me following orders from my friend, President Obama, who said, Steve, you got to, as he told everybody, get out behind your computer, stop tweeting and texting and get out there and sit down and talk. So I stepped from behind my microphone and I came and talked to the guy that's going to be the 45th president of the United States. I want to do some things with on all of the major inner cities to see if we can bring about some change and help some of these young people out. And so that's why I'm here. And it was a successful meeting. And EC seemed really sincere. We're going to team up and see if we can bring about some positive change in the inner cities, which I felt was my only agenda, and he agreed, and he wants to do something. Now, he realizes that he needs some allies in that department.
You know, it's interesting, Steve Harvey saying that he feels Donald Trump is sincere. And if you get Donald Trump, which a lot of people don't get Donald Trump, but I think if you get him, you would have seen that early on in the campaign, and I think more and more people may get it as they see things unfold after he gets into the White House. But a very interesting meeting with Steve Harvey yesterday at Trump Tower. We're at 7:42. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and winter weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. On Allentown Road between 495 and Westover Drive, some slow traffic in there. Congestion on Dulles Toll Road westbound between Route 28 and the Toll Plaza. And on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X and Defense Boulevard. It's 35 degrees in Haymarket, Virginia, 34 degrees in Bowie, Maryland, and 37 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The National Weather Service has issued an advisory for the Washington area, a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Sleet, freezing rain, and rain today. No real accumulation of sleet. Expected minuscule possibility of ice accumulation. The temperatures will be in the lower 30s, so it's not as though we're in the 20s as we have been recently. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, and then we'll be pretty good tomorrow. Partly sunny with the high temperatures in the lower 40s. And Monday also looking good for the Washington area for the holiday weekend. Monday afternoon cloudy, highs about 40. 37 in D.C., 743, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Ballard. It is great to be joined by Mercedes Schlapp. She's a contributor at the Fox News Channel and Washington Times columnist. Good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning.
You wrote a very interesting article in the Washington Times on Thursday, and it's so consistent with what has happened at the end of the week. Congressman John Lewis says he does not see President-elect Trump as a legitimate president. Brian Fallon is continuing to question the legitimacy of Donald Trump as our president. And people are not being very welcoming in Washington. And even, as you point out, in the Washington Times, the neighbors where Mike Pence is staying are not exactly welcoming him.
No, Rick, it's kind of a fascinating story. Vice President Elect Pence and his family have moved into this 2,500 square foot home near the D.C. Chevy Chase neighborhood. Obviously, I think over 85% of those individuals who live in that neighborhood voted for Hillary Clinton. And when they found out that this famous political figure was moving into their neighborhood, since they don't agree with him politically, they decided to put up their gay pride flags in protest of obviously Pence's Christian beliefs on, for example, traditional values in the case of marriage, and also supporting religious liberties. And I don't know about you, Rick, but I know when my neighbors moved in, you know, I walked over with a bottle of champagne. The kids, like, baked some cookies. I mean, really, you want to welcome them to your neighborhood and say, hey, you're part of our neighborhood. We're so glad you're here. But no, the left, those on the left, have to make such a political stink about everything. And this is the one thing about D.C. and this area that drives me crazy, which is this complete obsession of everything being so all about politics. And I find that Pence, who I've met, and I've met his family, they're delightful people. I would love them to be my neighbors. They're so gracious. They don't even give them a chance. They come out just right out the bat with this sort of protest scenario. And quite frankly, it's because he's a Christian and because he believes in traditional values. I mean, it is just, to me, what I find about the left that drives me crazy, which is this intolerance of not being accepting for all Americans, and particularly in the case of Pence, who's coming from, you know, Indiana, coming to Washington, D.C., why not give him a warm welcome? Why not put up the American flag? I mean, why not get to a point that we're just all proud to be an American and that we all, you know, are proud of our nation and we welcome, you know, the new administration to the D.C. area?
For the progressives, I'll put it that way, Mercedes, they preach tolerance for everyone except those who may differ with them politically.
Right. They make little room for those that have traditional religious values. You know, obviously we get mocked, as we saw with John Podesta's emails during the campaign on being, for example, Catholic. And I find that what I think has really bothered me throughout this election process, and even during President Obama's farewell address this past week, is the fact that they really focus on dividing us by race, gender, ethnicity. It is such an obsession with the left, and I think that is hurting their party. I mean, I think we have to get to the point that we bleed red, white, and blue, and it's not about the brown person or the white middle-aged man, as President Obama said in his farewell speech. It's about unity. It's about being an American and having that great honor of living in this really special, exceptional country. It's an imperfect country, but it is truly a country where we are able to have the ability to disagree. We have the ability, to live our American dream. And really just be part of this greater community and this nation that I think really represents just the sense of democracy and freedom that many countries don't experience.
The repeal of Obamacare is underway. What happens with the Republicans next? Is there a plan? If there is not a plan that is agreed upon by the Republican Party, do they run the risk of a real political problem in 2 years when we have another congressional election?
Look, I think when you look at the fact that Tom Price, for example, now HHS cabinet nominee, when he was in Congress, had pushed forward legislation on a replacement for Obamacare. It included a refundable tax credit. It included ensuring that insurance, that you can buy insurance across state lines. It included the risk pools, health savings accounts. It was pretty comprehensive. I think, and also then you have Speaker Ryan, which from his Better Way agenda also has a significant outline on what to do in terms of replacing Obamacare. Believe it or not, Republicans have been thinking about this for a long time. They might not agree on all the details of how to replace it, but there is definitely I think that you're going to find a lot more common ground than not. With that being said, I think it's very important for Republicans to do this in a smart way. The repeal part will be easier. The replacement part will be more difficult because we know that, obviously 20 million Americans have now have health insurance. We cannot afford the risk of those individuals in any way lapsing in terms of their health insurance. We saw the stress that happened in people trying to sign up onto the onto Obamacare. And I think that it's very important for the Republicans to not only act smartly, but ensure that these 20 million Americans in no way lose their insurance. So otherwise, they will pay the political consequences. This is exactly what happened in 2013 when you had 5 million Americans lose their health care. They couldn't keep their health care plan despite the fact that Obama said, if you have a plan that you like, you can keep it. That was a false promise. And what happened? Democrats lost seats in Congress that in 2014 during the midterm elections. This is where the Republicans have to learn the lessons from the Democrats and not repeat them.
I want to turn to a story that didn't get a lot of coverage but does have significance, and that was an announcement by the State Department on Thursday that the United States is, what they say, normalizing relations with Cuba by eliminating the wet foot, dry foot policy. And the State Department said it was put in place more than 20 years ago. It was designed for a different era. That has a significance to the Cuban people. And if you could quickly explain what that policy is and what the significance of this announcement by the State Department.
Sure. This is pretty much a controversial policy that was put in place during the time of Bill Clinton's presidency. This is during the time that you had many Cubans coming over to flee the Castro regime in Cuba. And the fact is that if they could make it onto dry land, they could then seek legal residency in the United States. If they were still out at sea and they were caught, they were then sent back to Cuba. By the President Obama taking these actions, it's purely an appeasement to Raul Castro and the dictatorship. This is a way of basically saying, you're in control of your people. We don't necessarily, it's going to be a blind eye towards any political persecution, because the mere fact is that if you do have if Cubans fleeing the country, coming over to the United States, they're going to be sent back. And I can't even imagine what they will experience it would be pretty severe political persecution if they were sent back to Cuba. You also have the case of the doctors. The Cuban doctors are pretty much forced to go into these other countries to perform procedures. And part of it was the fact is that some of these doctors would seek political asylum, try to come to the United States, and that will stop based on what President Obama pushed forward this week. You know, I have to tell you, it got mixed results or mixed opinions in the Cuban community in Miami. You had the congressman in Miami, the Cuban congressman, as well as Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, basically saying this is another reason why it's a betrayal to the Cuban people. This is the fact that you're giving power to the Castro regime. They criticized President Obama pretty vocally. With that being said, then you had several individuals who I spoke to in Miami who basically said, look, a lot of these Cubans are coming in, they're taking advantage of the system, and then they're simply just going back to Cuba. So it's kind of an interesting play or dynamic that you're seeing right now in how individuals are responding. I think what happens is that it takes away the special status that the Cuban community have had, those that are trying to seek to come to freedom and leave, obviously, a repressive dictatorship. This is very different than, for example, what you see in Central America or, for example, Mexico and those governments, and it's why Cuba had that exception to the rule. We have to figure out, Rick, what Donald Trump's going to do with this executive action. Will he reinstate it? I don't see him necessarily reinstating this, but it's going to be interesting how he moves forward in terms of figuring out how this plays in to his immigration policy.
Mercedes Schlapp, co-founder at Cove Strategies and Fox News contributor. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Rick.
7:54, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And if you missed the presidential inaugural committee website and some of the information, we're going to give that to you once more before we check out today.
It's the end of one year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742, or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Getting ready to downsize? Get Eric's must-read report on when the best time to sell or buy a home in 2017 will be. Call right now, 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. That's 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right-sizing guide. Call Eric now at 1-888-ERIC-STEWART or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate, and now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL Inauguration Week. And just a quick note, if you want to get the official information on the presidential inauguration, go to the Presidential Inauguration Committee website. That is 58PIC2017.org. That's 58PIC2017.org. There are a number of different inaugural sites that are cropping up, and you just want to be careful that you don't get the wrong information or get scalped on tickets for things. So go to the official site, 58PIC2017.org. You will find out about the concert that they've just announced over at the Lincoln Memorial, 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Toby Keith, John Voight will be there, Lee Greenwood, Jennifer Holliday, Three Doors Down. And also, Boris Epstein earlier this morning mentioned there will be $50 tickets available to the official inaugural balls. They will release that information, so you might want to check in periodically if you want to get the official ball tickets. Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense coming up next.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus 250-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. 3 TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and 2 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Join us for the new program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sunday mornings at 6.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople?
Bake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store, those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.